Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I was going to do this video for you last night, but I'm trying to get my sleep cycle corrected. I've been going to bed at like 4 a.m. and getting up at 10 a.m. So I said, well, I'll go to bed early. And I had a headache and I didn't want to put forth a kind of half-produced video for you guys. So I wanted to wait until I felt good and I was awake and all this other good stuff. So today we're going to talk about, it's not you. It is her. Women have confused and muddled the waters of dating so much that they don't know what they want, and they're not able to express to men what they want. So what ends up happening is a bunch of mixed signals, and everybody's confused. And I've talked about this in other videos, but I have, again, more examples of this. And I think what's happening is guys are just saying, you know what, I don't know what's going on. Women say they want us to believe them, but then when they say something and we listen, we're told we're wrong. It's just a bunch of confusion. So let's get recording on my browser here. All right, and here's what we have here. So this is what started me down this train of thought. I came across this picture. Someone took a snapshot of it, so I don't have a link to the original thread. But this is from on Reddit, and it says, this is what a woman writes. So my problem is I'm a feminist, sort of like I'm trying to be for women's rights. Not that I'm active, but I try my best. Okay, so she's a girl power advocate. So I posted on my status that a woman should pay her own bills and cater for her own needs. I was just writing it for fun. I didn't know it would bring me problems. Well, here's the problem. If you say something and you post something on social media because you want the likes and you want the attention, are you either lying or you believe it? And if you believe it, then guys are going to listen to you. If you're lying, then all of this goes out the window. She says, so today, the boyfriend, I guess she's talking about, so today we went out on our usual weekend date with my boyfriend, and what he did was out of this world. When the bill came, I thought he was going to pay only for him to... She's got run-on sentence, so I'm sorry if this isn't going well. So today we went out on our usual weekend date with my boyfriend. What he did today was out of this world. When the bill came, I thought he was going to pay only... Only for him to tell the waiter that I'm catering for my own bill at that time. I didn't even have that amount of money as I had ordered an expensive meal. I'm still shocked up to now as to why he could do such a thing. I had to call my friends who later helped me, but I am almost doing the dishes. I called him when I got home and he said that I wrote on my status on Facebook or whatever it was that a woman pays for her own bills. That's why he didn't pay. I'm thinking of breaking up with him. I can't be treated this way. So again, she puts it out there. Women are strong and powerful and they should take care of themselves. So her boyfriend says, okay, I'm listening. You take care of yourself, I'll take care of myself. That sounds fair. You're empowered. And she says, I don't even have the money for the bill. He didn't pay. What's going on? Well, he listened to you. And see, these mixed messages, these mixed signals that women are sending to guys today are throwing everything out the window, and they have no one but themselves to blame. If you want to be strong and independent, we're going to treat you as such. We're not going to open the doors for you. We're not going to pay for your dates. We're not going to treat you to something special. We're not going to deliver flowers to potentially embarrass you and make it seem like you're maybe our property or something. We're just going to give up. And that's what men have done. And this young man got it right. He did exactly what she asked for and she complained. And if she breaks up with him, good for her, because she should be able to stand up and back up her own words of taking care of herself. She doesn't need him. But in the same token, good for him, because now he doesn't have somebody that's duplicitous and not telling the truth. The next thing, now these are some things I wrote down. These are real tiny print. I just typed these out in Word and took a screenshot of it so I could put it in the browser, so you may not be able to read this. But here's some of the contradictions that I've come across. They ask their guy if she's fat or overweight, or if she looks bad in these clothes. Like, do these jeans make me look fat? If he answers truthfully, he's awful. He hurts her feelings. But if he lies to maintain civility, she gets mad saying he's just lying to be nice. He loses in the first case. He loses in the second case. That's a no-win question. Goes through a guy's phone or social media. I've had some girls try to do this with me. And then she claims it's because she wants to build trust. I want to build trust between us because I want to know what you're up to. So I snuck around and went through your phone, building trust. Get angry when men only pay attention to her looks and then puts on a ton of makeup, a low-cut top, to take 2 hours to dress up for attention. So before you even go out, got to do all that just for her looks. Men should want me for my personality. Also, please check out my OnlyFans where you can see me undressed and doing naughty things for $10 a month. Turn down every single guy who hits on them, but then complain that they're single. They say they want a tall, athletic, good-looking guy, but they're working on their weight, and if you don't like it, F off. They pick a fight with their boyfriend about anything to get attention, and then they wonder why they are dumped. They complain about a guy not answering her texts, then take 2 hours to respond when he does. Wants a guy to call them or text them, but not too much, but also doesn't pay enough attention to me. They say they're independent and then ask for help or money. They say men and women should be equal, then complain when he wants to split the bill, vacation, etc. They say men should share their feelings more, then say they lost attraction for him because he seemed weak and emotional. Do any of these strike home? Sound familiar on some of these, don't they? They say men should chase you and try harder to date them. Then when they do, they complain they're try hard and acting like a stalker. They complain about toxic masculinity in aggressive men. Then they get all hot and bothered over aggressive, I don't give an F men. Case in point, the 50 Shades of Grey books. He was an aggressive jerk, but he had money and he was good looking. And so that changes the story completely. They say, where'd I leave off here? Complain about F-boys, using them and ghosting them. Then go right back to dating another one, not giving the guy that's been actually showing them attention a chance. They don't want men to focus on looks, but when a man doesn't compliment them, they're upset. I kind of hit on that earlier on. Dating profile says they're old-fashioned and religious, has 3 kids with 3 different fathers at the age of 22. And I've shown some of them. So again, these contradictions, men keep seeing this and they say either one or two things are happening. Either A, you're stupid. And this is an old Adam Carolla line. I don't know if any of you listen to Adam Carolla. You're either A, stupid, or B, a liar. You're a stupider or you're a liar. Which is it? Because you can't want one thing and then when a guy does that, say he's wrong for doing it. That's just being stupid. Or you're lying, saying that you want to be independent and you want to be strong and not have men do nice things for you so you can proudly claim you're a girl power advocate. And then when it happens, you're not happy about it. Then you're lying about really wanting this other equality. So we have here contradictions. And this is written by a woman named Natalie on emotional unavailability. And this is going back to 2013. 7 years we guys have been listening to this stuff. So this isn't just a new fad, but it's getting more and more and more to the point where guys have just said they have had enough. Contradictions. I want to date, but I don't want a relationship. But I don't want to date someone who's casual either. She says, if you wouldn't be content with being regarded as an emotional airbag, boredom soother, attention supply, or dial a companion, or even dial a lay, don't treat others this way and dress it up as an oh-so-special because it's really not. She said, recently, a few people have asked me for advice on a situation that typically goes as follows. Now, here's you're going to hear all these contradictions and why men are so confused they've just given up on even trying. You know, let me interject with this. A lot of people think that a lot of us guys have given up on dating because what's happened in our past. Oh, I got hurt in the past. Oh, she burned me in the past. Who hurt you, right? That's not why most of us guys have given up dating. And Coach Greg Adams, if you guys aren't listeners, go check out Coach Greg Adams. I love Coach. And I was watching one of his feeds one of his live streams the other day, and he mentioned this, and it's a great point. We haven't stopped dating because what's happened in our past. The past is done, and the majority of guys have moved on beyond it. What's happening now is we're not dating because of what's available today, what our choices are today, what we're viewing in the dating world today. We're not having it because we see these contradictions. We see the choices of women we have available. We see what they're after, and we don't want it. Most guys want a girl that they can rely upon, that knows she's not going to be all up in social media, that she's going to love him and care for him and be there for him. And instead, he's just a stepping stone, or he's someone to be with until she finds something that's better. And so guys are out. Listen to what she says here, because again, this is from 7 years ago, but it's very relevant today. She says the friend's advice, she gets asked for advice, and this is what her friends say. Quote, I'd really like to meet someone for dates, fun, companionship, and affection, attention, and bedroom fun. But I'm not looking for a relationship. I'd like my life right now. I like my life right now. I'm still feeling bruised by my previous relationships. Okay, makes sense. I'm super duper busy and would find it difficult to give myself over to somebody. I have trust issues. I'm really horny. I didn't want to be on my own. How do I go about meeting somebody? By the way, I don't want to be with a player or somebody who treats me casual and they must be blank. And then they give a list of requirements. So you notice it's kind of like, hey, I'm not ready for a good relationship. I don't want to put myself out there. I have trust issues. And if you watched my 500 swipes, 100 dates, the guy even said this, 70% of them were talking about trust issues and bad boyfriends and they weren't ready for anything. So they say they want casual. But then when they're treated casual and the guy that they end up starting to like ghosts them or bounces, she's not happy because she said, but I wanted to keep him. You can't have it both ways. You told him you wanted it casual. So when he was determined it was time to end, it ended, and you're left holding nothing. And then when they say they want a relationship, they can't have it with those guys. So then they get the kind of the quote average guy, the nice guy that'll treat him well and everything else. They get bored with that and then they want to move on. So, and she gives a response here, but she says, so let me get this right. This is what she responds with. Let me get this right. You want to start dating, but you don't want to progress into a committed relationship because you like your life too much. You're emotionally unavailable and basically not over your ex or your past. You're busier than a president or prime minister. You have difficulty trusting people. You need to get laid. You basically don't like your own company. So looking for somebody else to give you self-esteem and to shield you from your issues. Yeah, that's a lot of the dating. Let me jump on to the next one here. I'm trying to rush through these because I don't want this to be a 40-minute long video. But to those of you that watch my stuff and it does go 20, 30 minutes, put it on 1.5 times speed or 2 times speed. You can still understand me and get through it if you just want the information. Now, here's another article. This is from 2014. Again, I'm going back on purpose on this stuff because it's showing you that this stuff has been going on for 6 and 7 years. And finally, guys are getting wise to it. And there's channels like mine and articles that are talking about this now to let guys know, hey, it's not you, man. It's not you if you're confused. It's not you if she bounced on you. It's not you if she ghosted you. If you're just confused about what's going on, women are confused, let alone the men. It says how to, I'm sorry. This was originally written in 2011 and it was updated in 2014. How to handle mixed signals from women. Now, I'm not going to read down through this. I'll leave the link down below. But listen to the headlines. Some women send mixed signals completely unconsciously and unintentionally. They have no idea their friendliness appears to be flirting and a sign of interest. So men can be confused. They think they're reading this from a woman, but they're really not getting sent that signal. So then when the guy flirts with her or asks her out on a date, it makes her uncomfortable. Well, she's sending the mixed signals, not the guy. Next, some women send mixed signals because they enjoy the attention that they get from when men flirt and suggest they might be interested in a guy, even if they are not. So this becomes an attention. They're trying to get attention. They want to feel better. Maybe the guy that they really liked bounced on her. You know, the popular hot guy that was just nailing him and then decided to move on. Maybe he rolls off and she's feeling down in the dumps. So she wants to get attention from guys. And when they flirt back with her, it means, oh, I feel pretty. It means I feel attractive. It means that they may want me. So good news for me, right? Well, they do it. It gives women reassurance that they are attractive, wanted, and that they can get any guy or if any guy they wanted to. It's especially helpful for a woman's self-esteem. It's not about actually dating you. It's not about actually wanting anything to do with you. It's about refilling her self-esteem. But she still sent the signals. So then again, when you try and you try and she says no and she plays a little hard to get, she runs away and you find out she's dating some other guy, but she still kind of flirts with you. It's just getting your attention. This is narcissism. It's getting your attention and being like a vampiric suck on your attention and your emotion to make her feel better. It's very selfish. Now here's number three. Some mixed signals are in fact actually a sign of interest. But how's a guy supposed to know? Now we're too deep. Number one, she might be sending mixed signals and doesn't mean it. That means she doesn't want to date. She might be just using your attention to try to sucker you in a little bit. That means she doesn't want to date. Some mixed signals are in fact, so maybe she does want to date. Well, guess what? That's 2 for 3 that she doesn't actually want to date. She's just using you for attention. And guys are picking up on this, and they're out. They're done with it. Here's where I got my attention or my title for my title card. And this is from Georgia Farquharson. Georgia Farquharson. It's not you, it's her. Why women don't know what they want. I often get asked by my male friends, what the heck do girls actually want? They say, if we give them attention, they call us clingy. If we play hard to get, they call us game players. If we move forward, they pull back. What happened to girls wanting the nice guy? Well, we know what happened to girls wanting the nice guy. And then suddenly I realized in the moment of complete clarity that us girls make it really difficult for the guys. I'm not saying that guys make it easy either, but I think I speak on behalf of the female population when I say we know and accept that we are difficult. We cry a lot, sometimes for no apparent reason. We crave reassurance and then bat compliments away. We blame boys for playing games and being a-holes, but then we push them away when they're nice. Maybe we just don't know what it is we want. And this goes back to what I was talking about in multiple other videos. They want the bad boy, the guy that's independent and strong and doesn't need them and doesn't lean on them and doesn't want them. They like that because it shows he's a high-value guy. So she wants that guy. But she can never have him because he doesn't want to pay attention to her. He doesn't want to be nice to her. He doesn't want to spend time with her. But the nice guy that does do that for her, she looks at him as an easy catch and thus not a high value guy. So what happens? They chase after the bad boys, hoping they can turn them into, oh, he's a bad boy, but he's all mine. But once he's all hers, he's not a bad boy anymore. He's my boyfriend, and so now she looks for the next guy that's high value and ignores her and plays hard to get. And there's nothing that's ever good enough for them, so they're in a perpetual state of unhappiness. And you can see it now, the numbers of women that are consuming too much alcohol, that are on medications, that are struggling with deep sadness, deep Russian. I can't say that actually a word because YouTube then thinks I'm talking about bad things and people self-ending themselves. 60 to 70% of women are struggling with one of these issues. Why? Because they're getting being fed this narrative that they should be strong and independent and they're good enough and go get it, girl, and be with all the guys you want to be with. And no man's good enough for you. And they believe it. And then when all of a sudden they think that all the guys are awful or just they either use me and hurt me or they're too nice and there's nothing good enough out there, they end up in this no man's zone, no woman's zone, where nothing's good enough for them and they're unhappy and they're miserable and nothing's right in their world. And by feeding into this, the only way to get out of this is realizing that these girl power advocates and this movement has it wrong. The only way you're going to be happy is to say, what do I want? Is this guy making me happy? Yes, that other guy may be a bad boy and he may be popular, but he's going to just use me and then leave. Guaranteed. And you might feel good and get those butterflies for a month or two, but then when all that's gone, you're back in the no man's zone and you're saying, you know what? I should have kept that guy that was into me, that paid for the bills, that treated me to flowers, that took me to the movies, that said he loved me. I've done videos on this about women that have thrown away their families, kids and husband to go chase Captain Bad Boy. And after doing it for 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, they're all of a sudden 40-ish, whatever, alone. They're not getting the attention they used to get. And they wish they had their ex back, but their ex has moved on. They continue on. Having grown up with Cinderella and Snow White as our main gals, it was always about Prince Charming's fluffy ponies and happily ever afters. Let me interject this now. Now it's the Cardi B's, the Megan Stallions, the going out there and talking about just using guys and using yourself to use guys and go get it and go girl. Well, these women are millionaires. Okay, they've got money. They can afford to be stupid about some of this stuff. But unless you're willing to be alone maybe not get much attention and work for the rest of your life, it would be nice to have a guy around that actually dotes on you. And yeah, you know what? He may be a little bit older than you. He may have a couple of extra pounds because he's been in lockdown and hasn't been hitting the gym and has been enjoying too much food like Joker here himself has been. But you know something? It's easy to lose 5 or 10 pounds or 20 pounds. It's easy to hit the gym. It's easy to, maybe you might be in a financial bad spot, but you're intelligent and you're a go-getter. It's easy to fix that. You know what you're not going to fix? A guy that doesn't care about you. A guy that's just hitting it and quitting it because he's got 3 or 5 or 7 other gals out there that he can also go with. You're never going to fix him. But if you settle a little bit, slow down, and maybe take a guy that's worth something, He may hit some bad points in his life, but he can still come back around. She said, in our heads, we pictured flowers and roses, but unless it's the right time, even these things can't sweep us off our feet. Truth is, life isn't like a fairy tale. Although Rapunzel may have spent every waking hour locked in a tower waiting for her Prince Charming, us ladies in the 21st century aren't waiting around for anybody. So boys, here are five bulletproof ways to pick up on the fact that the girl you're talking to isn't trying to play a game. She simply has no idea what she wants. And I'm not going to drill down on this, but she misinterprets your romantic gestures. Do you remember the story I literally just read right here? The mixed signals, right? She's sending mixed signals, so she misinterprets your romantic gestures. Maybe you send her flowers and she says, I feel like he's drowning me with too much attention. Maybe he texts too often, quote too often, she thinks is too often. So again, it's either he doesn't text me often enough or he's texting me too often. Never are they saying, no, I hear from him just about the right amount. She immediately wants to run away because you're too nice. Just talked about that. She's protective of her time and space. And I'll add to that, she's not posting about if you're a couple or dating. She's not posting about you on social media. She's not sharing your information as a couple. She's still talking about herself as a single unit. And if we go back to some of these videos I've done in the past where I show these Instagram of these some of these women, it's 1,000 photos of themselves and 0 or 2 of their boyfriend or husband. It's because she doesn't want to accept him into her life and she wants to see herself as independent. And that way, if something better comes along, she can take it because she can say, oh, I'm not in a relationship. That's just a friend. There's only one photo of us on social media. In the meantime, she's living with a guy and been dating him for 1.5 years. She's not taking the advice she'd usually offer. In other words, if somebody, she tells a friend, oh, he sounds great. He's doing nice things for you. But then when a guy does nice things for her, she doesn't listen. And she's overthinking it. Yeah, and women do that about everything. All right, so I think I've laid a good groundwork out there for you guys that I want you to, you know, I'm going to do these every once in a while, a little reminder, because there's new people here to my channel, and sometimes it takes more information. You know, if you need proof, sometimes the first set of data and the first example and the second and the third and the fourth aren't enough to get through. But if I keep putting this out there, maybe you guys and some of you guys that are kind of in a bad place will understand it isn't you. You're not the first one she dumped. She didn't leave you because you did something wrong, but because this guy's really better. He's not really better. He just presents better, and he's not going to keep her around anyway. It really boils down to, since women don't know what they want, men can't do what they need to do to be in a good relationship. And that's what's throwing everything off. Okay, now it's time for our dating profile of the day. And this one's gonna have a lot to do with what I've just been talking about today. Now, this young woman is, I think, now she has a lot of makeup on, so it's hard to tell, but she's got beautiful teeth, beautiful eyes, pretty good complexion. She looks beautiful. She's got a nice figure on her. She's 34. So for her age, I mean, at 34, she looks great. She could say she was 23, and I'd probably believe it. Again, hard to tell with the makeup. But, you know, I try to give compliments where compliments are due. I'd have to see her other photographs. She does have tattoos all over her body, however. So, but here, this is going to be relating to what I've just been talking about. 34. I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now. Let me try that again. I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now, but I want attention and affection. Not looking for an F-boy messing with multiples, but this girl's got needs. So basically, I want a relationship, but I don't want a relationship. I want an F-boy, but I don't want an F-boy. I like a relationship without the title. I don't know. Give me a break. I'm female. Am I really supposed to know what I want and need? Now, as a guy, if you're reading this, you're like, okay, she wants an F-boy. I'm a good-looking guy. I'm a stud, right? Let's say you're one of those top 10 percenters. And you go, she's good-looking. I'm 40 or 35 around her age. Hey, you know what? I'm down, man. She just wants some attention. She doesn't want anything serious. She wants some attention and affection, and she wants some messing around. So he goes and does that. What happens if she starts liking him? Then she's going to say, what are we? Where are we going with this? And instantly, if he says, I'm going to bail, this is what I was going to look for, she gets angry at him, even though this is her profile. And then if you are a nice guy and you say, you know what, I'm just going to kind of play around a little bit, and she says she wants something serious and you get into it, and then she does want something serious and you agree, what happens 6 months later when she says, I don't know, man, I wasn't really looking for something serious. I mean, you remember on my profile, I said that I didn't want anything serious. And yeah, I thought I did, but now I realize I don't. And she bails and she breaks the guy's heart. This is the mixed messaging that men are seeing, and why so many men have said, you know something, that's it. I'm out. I don't know how to handle this anymore. I don't know what's expected of me, and I can't get it right. And if a guy cannot get it right, he's not going to play a game that he feels like he's guaranteed to lose. So what are men doing? They're going out there. They're trying to hit it and quit it, right? They're trying to get in, get out, get in, get done, get out, because they know they're safe with that, at least as far as their emotions are concerned. Unfortunately, today, too many men get tied in with the wrong woman that has a lot of red flags, and before you know it, they've either got the itch that keeps on itching, the gift that keeps on giving, or she said everything was okay, but now she's going to be a mom, and you're going to be a dad slash not dad and child support giver, and that's kind of where we're going. So guys, again, if you're going through a rough patch, remember, it is not you, it is her. And if you're out of the game, understand now you don't have to worry about this stuff. And you can let women and men, everybody that's in the dating pool, sort it all out. More and more of them are getting involved with two or more people at once. And they want, well, I want this partner that's good looking and this one that's a provider and this one that does this. And it's because they don't feel they can find it all in one man. And if you're not okay with sharing somebody with somebody else, like most normal average people are, then this tells you that just dating is not in the right place for you right now. There are still some good ones out there. They do exist, but again, needle in a needle stack. It's painful to find that one, and a lot of us just aren't willing to put up with it anymore. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you do, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, it is not you. It is her. She doesn't know what she wants, and therefore you cannot provide her anything that'll make her happy, because she doesn't even know what that's going to be.